Party time,
right? Yeah.
Are you going to drink your drinks and eat your eats?
I still don't know what you do with drinks and food, though, isn't it? Or eats.
Yeah. Your eats.
You generally drink or eat them. I mean, there's not much else you can do with it, is it?
Those are your only two options.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can always not.
We have diverted away from tradition. The Doctor Who thing is over.
Long live the king.
We got through Doctor Who themes for an entire year.
Yeah?
That's impressive. Everybody!
So what's better, this or The Man Called Sting?
Oh, Man Called Sting. Hands down.
Okay, I haven't been buzzed, but that's, you know, my one for the show.
Oh, yeah. I don't even have that button anymore.
Damn it.
We'll get one. But anyway, Peraz, this is my new pitch to you. For what
we can do this on air.
What I think should be the new theme song of Culture My Pop. Here on thingsdeathsays.net. Boom!
I don't think you should. Because eventually, I'm telling you, by the end of February, you're going to hate it.
I feel like... I love it. You think it's over? It's not over. I'm going to hear this 1,000 times just at my 21st birthday party. This is my party song.
I'm telling you now, by the end of February, you're going to hate it.
So here's what I was thinking. This is my campaign for the song. I think you should spend the week, Fraz, searching your soul and scanning your brain.
Are you suggesting I have one?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm suggesting so. You can go ahead and suggest otherwise. But I suggest that you find a song that you think represents Culture My Pop. And next week, we will play that one. And then we will argue about it.
Ah, we're going to have a song off.
Or something. I don't know. I haven't really figured out the details yet, but I just figure that would make people care a little bit more.
When you play songs like that, though, do you think people care?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about it too much. That's another question. Do you care?
You should care because we work very hard to bring you the best in nonsense.
We work very hard to find a song to play for you. And by that, I mean, I go... What do you want to hear, Fries?
And I say this.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Except
sometimes it works the other way around.
Yeah.
As in this case. Look, you know when I pick something, it's going to be slightly edgy.
Yeah.
It's going to be slightly bubbly. Like so.
I am a bubbly person, generally.
He is a bubbly person.
I seem angry and far away, but I'm not far away.
Angry and far away?
Angry and distant. I'm angry and distant, I sound.
Angry and far away. It makes it sound like he's like sitting 16 feet from the microphone, just yelling at people.
That's what they should call like an old podcast where like the guys doing it don't know how to use their mics. So it just sounds like this the whole time, and this is the podcast.
Sitting far away.
The far away podcast. This is our... This is our expensive equipment.
It's called that Far, Far Away podcast.
The Far Away podcast. We talk about, like, movie reviews. It's actually a really good podcast, but they're just really far away.
Yeah. It would be award-winning if they were closer to the microphone.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can't hear them because they're so far away. You miss the best parts.
But they're saying profound things.
Oh, so deep. So deep.
Yeah. They're talking about, like, Plato's allegory of the cave and shit. It's just so...
You know, they discussed the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and they found different meanings into it, hidden meanings.
Dude.
Ah, The Hobbit.
I need to rewatch that.
What, both of them?
The last one. I want to watch the last one, but I want to rewatch it again.
Ah, yes.
So much.
It's worth a watch. Very long, though.
Yeah, they're all pretty long, aren't they?
Yeah.
He loves making movies long.
He loves an epic.
I want Ken Burns to do a documentary on Peter Jackson because it'd be really fucking long.
Oh, yeah. It'll be one of them 6-hour ones that we've had to watch over the.
I love those, man. I love the documentaries, but I don't know if I could take one on Peter Jackson.
He seems like a very boring man, doesn't he?
I mean, I'm sure he. I feel like he would just talk for 3 hours. Like, it would be so long that the editors that are editing it fall asleep, so they forget to put, like, pictures and stuff while he's talking. So the actual documentary is just 6 hours of him in a room talking.
I feel like, you know that show Inside the Actor's Studio? Or Inside the Director's Studio, whatever they called it?
Yeah.
They wouldn't just do one episode on him. It would be like a year or a month.
Yeah, this is Peter Jackson year. In the year of our Lord 2027. We're looking at Peter Jackson's career.
Lord of the Rings would just take 6 months on its own.
They do like a dramatic three-parter on like this high school play he had to put together.
Yeah. And one episode would just be on the props.
Peter Jackson has to deal with props. Let's. Oh man.
He does a school nativity and has to learn how to make a sheep.
He gets like too many special effects for the nativity scene, and like
He makes it like the nativity scene lasts only like one night, but he makes it last like 3 days. This keeps going. That's the longest night in the history of life.
Joseph's sitting there like, this is the longest night of my life. This isn't even my kid.
The three wise men have to trek from like continent to continent. It's not like they're in the same country. They have to go from like Europe to Asia.
No, they have to take their time so they can still get there within the coast of the night. They're like, fuck.
They leave like 6 years before the baby's even born, but they know it's coming.
But they get there the same night. They're like, yes. Like, wow, never. We didn't go through a single morning during this trip back.
Wow, it's really dark, and it's like we haven't seen the sun.
Wow, this is Peter Jackson should be the master of everyone's time.
There you go. See, they like the three wise men actually pretty dark, but by the time they get there, they're so light because they haven't seen any sunlight.
They show up albino like that. We're the three wise albino men. I think we found our title.
There you go. The three wise albino men. Happy Saturday to your ass, by the way.
Happy Saturday to your ass for us keeping this show together and on the rails, man.
Yeah, man.
But
see, you wonder why people don't give us movie roles. Why wouldn't give us a movie? Just one.
This is all we should do is just like do a podcast and talk about movies.
Campaign to make our. I mean, come on, The Gangster Dog was a good idea.
If any podcast deserves to win an Oscar first, it should be ours.
I think the Smodcast will have a say in that, though.
Ah, that's true. Fuck, Smodcast.
And even I am Jericho, even the Jericho one. I'm allowed to talk about it because he had Lemmy on.
Oh, that's right. You didn't listen to that.
Yeah.
Dude, when I was a kid, and Grant, mind you, I was a kid. And when I was a kid, I was like very anti-drug and like.
You know, he was very straight edge. He's what I am now.
I was. And.
Well, I've always been, to be fair.
And I, even then, I thought Lemmy Kilmister was the fucking coolest dude in the rock and roll world.
Is that his surname? Kilmister?
Yeah. Lemmy Kilmister.
Is that really his surname?
I don't think so.
Oh, I was going to say, that's awesome if he is.
But that's his stage name. It is so rad.
We were making the point, and we're allowed to say, I'm going to say. We were talking about this on Monday when I said that he's going to be on the Jericho show. I want him and Paul Levesque to have a voice off one day.
Oh my God. Well, it's funny because when Lemmy's singing, he sounds alive, kind of. But when he's but when he's talking, he sounds. That's what I imagine death to sound like. Like when death finally comes for me, it's going to sound like Lemmy Kilmister.
What is it? What do you have to do to make your voice like that? Because Paul Levesque is getting that way, isn't he?
A lot of drugs.
Yeah, but Paul Levesque doesn't do that. We know that.
We don't know that.
I think we do.
Okay.
I think we do.
We don't know that. He owns the company, basically. He can cheat a steroid test.
I don't think he... maybe.
This is getting too Monday.
Yeah.
So...
But they should have a voice off, eventually. Should.
And so Lemmy sounds like a dead, like the incarnation of death. And I heard him do an interview once, and he just told the guys, like, yeah. He's like, oh, I've... Also diabetic. I could barely move both my legs. And I'm like
you're Lemmy.
You're Lemmy, but you're old. You can barely talk. You can barely walk. But when he plays live, he is still crazier than like
any other rock band in the world.
Yes.
I defy even I'm not a rock fan, and Des, God knows I don't listen to any rock.
Yeah.
But even I know that he's nuts on stage.
He is a crazy, insane man. I love that guy.
And him, so and the Osborne. Him and Ozzy Osbourne.
And that was, when I was a kid, that was like 10 years ago. I still think he's awesome, and he's still doing it.
People complain, you know, when the Rolling Stones, because they're always on tour, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
But I've never heard anybody say, ah, look, Motorhead are on tour. Complain. They're old. They should stop now.
Right? Ah, God damn it, Motorhead. Just hang it up.
I've never heard that.
Just give it a rest already. You're too good.
Stop going on tour. You're too good live. Stop. Give it up. We should cast Lemmy in our nativity movie.
We should. He's one of the wise albino men.
he starts off being able to walk, but by the time he gets there, he's like crawling on his knees.
And then, like, he holds baby Jesus, and he can walk again. That was Jesus' first miracle.
I can walk again.
Who can walk? And I can talk.
His voice goes miraculously back to normal.
Plot twist, Lemmy is actually one of the racist old men.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll see the racist old men when I go out to the West Coast.
I hope so. I certainly hope so.
Eh? You know who we haven't seen for a good 6-7 months? Where's Twitterface?
I don't know. You know what? I think he went away to...
I think he went to the Twitter sphere.
He went to the Bahamas for the holidays. I know that much. I was
oh, really?
Yeah, I was talking to him a little bit, but
oh, okay. Has he Skyped you?
He likes to FaceTime because it breaks so often, and he enjoys that. Right. So he'll FaceTime me, and we'll talk like that. And I think we're on cordial terms right now.
Mm, he's been very good.
Yeah.
Although sometimes I wonder because he messes with Soundflower a bit.
Yeah, that's true too. That's just him going.
Still here.
Still hanging out. By the way, I don't think I've ever explained on this show what Soundflower is. It's just...
Yeah, we reference it so often. We never say what it is.
It's a drug. I go to my dealer and I'm just like, got any Soundflower?
You want that Soundflower, man? You want that Soundflower?
You're making a Soundflower. Show me what's in your hand, man. It's the Soundflower.
Soundflower. Basically, what it does is messes you with your head. Like, you think you hear things.
Yeah, it just makes you hear... annoying Taylor Swift songs that aren't actually there.
That's every Taylor Swift song then.
Yeah, so that's redundant.
There you go.
It's like Spotify, you know?
You think it's there, but it's not.
But it's not. You think Taylor Swift will be here, but she isn't.
But she isn't. What are you going to do, take her music off Amazon too? What?
Well, no, because people have to pay the expected amount on Amazon.
Well, this is true. This is true.
And Spotify.
You know what? Next week is going to be an interesting show, because next week the Lupe album comes out.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
Shucky,
oh.
Ducky, quack, quack, oh as someone God. Says.
You need to stop. the Lupe Fiasco album, Tetsuo and Youth, comes out next week. And on Tuesday, a rapper I really like, Phony People, that album dropped on Tuesday. And I listened to it.
Two rap albums.
It's a good month for rap.
It really is. We'll see what Lupe does, because word is, and he's threatening to quit.
Well, he should.
He always threatens to quit.
I think he should. Like, he shouldn't re-sign with Atlantic.
No, I think he'll go independent, but...
Yeah.
He's threatening to stop rapping altogether, which he won't do.
He's
not
going
to
do that.
He always says he's
so many free mixtapes for people or random posts on SoundCloud. You really think he's doing this for fun? I mean, not for fun. You really think he's doing this just because he has to? You really don't think he enjoys it?
I don't know. I think he's in a dark place right now, is Lupe.
Yeah, but he's so good.
Yeah,
he understands how good he is. I'm sure.
He's a little bit of a miserable moppet right now, though.
I wonder why. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He's getting a lot of abuse on Twitter, isn't he? He's getting bullied.
Yeah,
they were bullying him.
I think he should quit. And
you know what he should do? He should quit, make people miss him, and then come back again.
Or do like, I hate to make the analogy because it's completely different genre of music, but do what Weird Al did. He was in a Weird Al had a 30-year deal with I want to say maybe Universal,
probably Sony,
some record company that is really old.
Yeah.
So he had a 30-year deal with them, and it just went up, and he's like, I'm not going to re-sign. Like it's 2014, 2015. I don't have to
re-sign.
I don't have to be on a record label's schedule anymore. I could put out songs myself. I can put them out quicker than I would on a record label.
No censoring.
I could go direct to my audience instead of having to go through the label.
Kind of like Caleb Kolea's done right now.
Yeah, that's why I love what guys like him are doing. They're so, although they're so established, what they're doing is so DIY, and I appreciate the hell out of that.
Yeah, man. Because I bought, Caleb Kolea put out his last album on his own website.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Good album, by the way.
And you know, like, if, a couple things on this, because I'm a really big fan of this. If you put your album up like what Talib did, if you're not signed to a label, you have a more personal relationship with the fans. And
yes, so I think that's one of the reasons why he did it as well.
And so you can tell them, hey, you as a consumer, you tell me how much I'm worth. Not the record label. You tell me how much I'm worth. And I think that's awesome because bands, there's this band I just discovered called Empty Houses, and they just put up their first...
It's a great name for a band, by the way.
Yeah. They put up their first tape, like mixtape kind of EP. Demo. Mm-hmm. Demo. And they said, hey, this is a pay what you want album. And so you could pay whatever you wanted. It's like a dollar and up. And
yeah, yeah.
That's like a great way to tell entertainers what you think they're worth.
Exactly. And I think even the Talib Kweli album wasn't that expensive. It was just like $7.99.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. And that's because he's established. He can afford to ask us to pay a little.
Well, he's established in the sense that the hip hop community know who he is.
Yeah. Jay-Z and shouts him out and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's had a few albums out. He's worked with some well-known artists.
Yeah. I think he's one of those guys that's going to inspire a generation, but he's not going to be known for doing it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely. He's going to be he's going to be a legend in the hip hop world, in certain parts of the hip hop world anyway.
But the casual listener, I don't think
the casual listener won't know who Talib Kweli is,
which is a real bummer.
Yeah. Well, they won't know who Mos Def is, or a lot of them won't even know who Lupe is, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't think a lot of people know who he is. And he's actually had some pretty big hits out, like, with other people.
Superstar was huge.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Kick Push was quite big, too.
So that's one thing. And the other thing is, if you've been following what artists like Lupe Fiasco do, is they've been putting up new music, like, every month, every couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the demand or, like, the sizzle of a new song starts to wear off, they put the next song up. I think it works so much better.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Because some of the stuff Lupe puts out, I'm like, eh?
It's hit and miss, but it's real.
Yeah, it's real.
That's what I appreciate. It's real. And
I don't appreciate is when people put, and I'm going to reference Rihanna because she's the one that does it more. She kind of started this trend of putting out an album every single year.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't like that because I feel that, and we've had this discussion off air plenty of times because I go on this Twitter rant, every 3 months or so?
Yeah.
About the mediocrity and people accepting mediocrity?
People accept it. And I think the fact that people accept it is making it easier.
Worse. Yeah, it's making it easy for these artists like Rihanna, who will put out an album every year with pretty much no substance to the music.
Exactly. You can put, I bet in a year you can make 3 albums of that crap because you're just putting random sounds together.
Pretty much. Which is why the Justin Timberlake thing worked.
The Justin Timberlake thing felt like it was years in the making. And I know it wasn't. I know he just got
it. Was. Oh, it was.
You think he was.
It was 7 years between the 2006 album and the 2013 album.
He was busy acting and stuff.
7 years, yes. But what he did bring out 2 albums in the same year. However, they were 2 of the same album because it was 2020 Experience Part 1 and 2020 Experience Part 2.
Sure. He did that on purpose for marketing.
Yes. And it worked because you know you're not going to get another JT album for what? Another 5-6 years now?
Yeah.
Probably.
Because he's going to go do what he wants to do.
And he's going to have a baby.
Is he really?
Yeah, they're having a baby.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jessica Alba Biel. she still doesn't go Timberlake.
How dare she?
No. Damn it.
Damn it.
The Oscar nominations came out yesterday.
Yes, they did for us.
Oh, boy.
I'm very upset that you brought this up to me because I told you I had a rant.
And, why do you think I brought it up?
Oh, I know. But I don't want to offend anyone. I do really. I'm just gonna say I don't care. So I was on Twitter, and when something breaks like this, like the Oscar nominations, I love reading people's reactions, people I respect. What I don't like reading is other people's reactions, people yes. that I don't care about.
It's pretty much like YouTube comments.
Yeah, exactly. And some of these comments were things like, I saw this one hashtag in particular that...
Did it catch on, though, the hashtag? That's the thing.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people using it.
Okay.
Hashtag Oscars are racist.
We're in 2015, ladies and gentlemen.
Because for us and people listening, because apparently the Martin Luther King movie that came out this year, which I don't even know what it's called, but the Martin Luther King movie.
It was a TV movie, I think, as well.
I don't watch movies at all.
Right.
Just to give some background. I'm not a movie. I watched Zoolander for the first time on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't watch movies. I watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure for the first time a few weeks ago. And yes, it was
awesome. How old are you?
I fell out. By the way,
Bill and Ted are awesome, just saying.
They're excellent.
I'm waiting for Rasta Mouse, the movie.
I would go watch that.
Clifford the Big Red Dog, the movie.
The movie? Oh, Michael Bay would have a field day with that fucking movie. Wouldn't he? He's like, let's make the dog explode. Yeah.
The dog would be in a really, really impressive car scene, car chase scene.
Megan Fox is riding the dog. Like, no, Clifford, no. Fuck, that'd be a crazy movie. Anyway.
Clifford the Big Red Dog. That's him.
Directed by Michael Fox.
And it would be rated PG-14, too.
That's true. Because you
somehow they'd make it a PG-14 movie.
We create a whole new rating for the system.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Yes, Martin Luther King.
Hashtag Oscars are racist, Martin Luther King. The movie itself was nominated for an Oscar. But
so it wasn't ignored.
It wasn't ignored. And that's my thing. It's like, you didn't ignore this. Yet the director is not nominated for an Oscar. And the actor, the lead actor who played Martin Luther King, is not nominated for an Oscar. And so the uproar is, well, why is... But Oprah was. And I think Oprah was involved in it or something. So she got nominated.
Okay. And by the way, I think Common and John Legend, who, by the way, are African Americans.
Yes.
Are also nominated for Oscars this year.
There you go. So, right? Hashtag Oscars are racist. Because why? It's not racist that Oprah got a nomination. How is that racist?
Common is the antithesis of what a African American is.
Now, you could say Oscars are biased towards celebrity, which is true. It's not something that you can deny. It's not racism.
We could say that, the Oscars are biased because Leonardo DiCaprio hasn't won one. God knows he deserves one.
Yes, he does. And, you know.
Except for Titanic, because he didn't.
Yeah. Well, that won a bunch of Oscars, didn't it? He didn't win anything.
Swept the board.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Oscars, it's culture. As a culture, we're going to go more towards the people that we know and recognize, like Oprah. The list of celebrities. Honestly, I think as somebody who's in the know, plugged into the internet kind of person, the ranking goes, as far as people you recognize, it goes the president, the Pope,
Oprah. Yeah, she is in the top three. Because Oprah is one of those names that is worldwide. I don't care where you are. You could be in India and they watch Oprah in India. I know for a fact they watch Oprah in India. Yeah,
they know who Oprah is, man. You know who Oprah is. You're born and you know who Oprah is. You're born and like, am I late for Oprah? I watch Oprah.
Yeah, you as a child, you know who Oprah is. If you're my age, you know who Oprah is because Oprah used to come on before the damn Power Rangers.
God damn straight. Yeah, I'd accidentally turn on to the wrong channel and she'd be on. I'm like, you're not Pokemon.
Exactly.
Oprah.
I just realized her initial spell. Ow.
That's exactly what I feel watching her. I don't like Oprah, but I understand.
Why?
She just annoys me. She's too, with her goodness.
Motherly ways.
Her motherly ways. She just pisses me off.
Yeah, because, you know, she'd give you a cuddle, you know, if you ever went on Oprah. No, give you a hug.
I wouldn't want one. She would. I think she knows that she's better than everyone. She just knows. Like, I'm not disputing that she is. I just say she knows that she is, and that's what bothers me.
And she's too gracious about it.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
Have some arrogance, man. Stop giving money away to charities and things. Be like every other rapper. She's not a rapper, by the way. Oh, Oprah rapping.
Oh, that would be a disaster and a half. The Oprah rap.
The Oprah rap. The Owl rap.
Owl. Yeah, man.
She has been on TV for, what, 30 years now? 40.
Okay. Yeah. You know, that rant was supposed to have a lot more steam behind it, but I completely lost it.
Right. It's not like other African-Americans haven't won Oscars. I mean, Denzel's won an Oscar. Crash, the movie Crash.
Yes, which was a great movie. Which I didn't watch.
It was a big movie about African-Americans and the race row in America in general.
Yeah.
Won movie of the year. Well deserved, by the way, because it's a great movie.
Right. Great movie.
Halle Berry's won an Oscar. Who is the most well-known African-American director? Spike Lee.
Yeah.
He has won countless Oscars. And he is the most outspoken man you could ever meet. If he's not saying anything, then shut up.
That's right.
Because when Spike Lee speaks, you listen. By the way, Will Smith has never won an Academy Award.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I guess.
It's weird, isn't it? The Fresh Prince has never won an Oscar.
I believe it.
However, he has won a Grammy. He was the first ever winner of the Hip-Hop Grammy Award.
Really now?
Back in 1989. Yeah, it wasn't even broadcast on TV back then, the hip-hop nomination. Can you imagine that now? That would be racist in their eyes.
This hip-hop, this is never going to be a...
It's never going to catch on.
No. Are you kidding me? It's all about hair metal and Peter Frampton.
And Bryan Adams, yes.
Peter Frampton and Bryan Adams. Yeah. They fused together to make Bryan Frampton, the new music of the 90s.
Bryan Frampton. Or Fradams.
The new... Peter Adams, the new music of the 90s. Fuck you, Nirvana. This is Bryan Frampton.
Kurt Cobain would, like, he's sitting there. What is this hip hop nonsense?
Movie idea. Damn. Movie idea. You go back in time and you fuse Peter Frampton and Bryan Adams
together. They make the most depressing music in the history of life.
You change the course of music forever. Jesus.
Guns and Roses. You confuse Nirvana and Guns and Roses together.
By the way, Peter Frampton and Bryan Adams, Guns and Roses, Nirvana albums, all available on Amazon.com.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So if you want to go to the Amazon, make sure you do us a favor, though. Yeah, you need to do something before you go to Amazon, though.
Right. Go to your internet service, whatever, you know, browser.
Yes.
Firefox, Internet Explorer, Safari, Chrome. I can't think of any others.
Opera.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, there's one called Opera.
Don't go to that one.
Take that, Linux.
the whisper spoken.
He is laideth down the... Edict.
The edict.
Can somebody please make that a button? Oh, wait. I'm the one that makes the buttons, huh? Damn it.
What, the wisp has spoken?
The wisp has spoken.
Yeah, go to whatever internet browser you use. Then go to thingsdezsays.net. Don't forget the www, right? Because you got to remember that.
Yeah, right.
Even if you don't, I think it'll take you to the website anyway.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah. And then there's like a little, you know, you can read the description of this podcast, which will be quite funny, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Or it depends how lazy Dez is. Anyway, and then you can click on the link that says, click here. Yes. And then when you click on that link, it'll take you to the Amazon.com that you know and love.
You know it. You love it.
Don't tell me you don't.
Don't lie to me, boy.
Because you'd be lying. Yeah, because everybody loves the Amazon.
And then everything you buy there.
Let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
Everybody that is on the internet has an Amazon account.
You use Amazon. They bring you condoms.
They do.
I don't know why you would want to, but if you are online,
that'd be
kind of
awkward in the warehouse, wouldn't it?
And you're like, all right, I might need like 50 condoms tomorrow. Well, 50? You can order the...
Whoa. Let's stop right there.
I don't know what this particular hypothetical...
One day?
Yeah, I don't know what this hypothetical person does in a day. I don't judge his life. But he needs 50 condoms tomorrow.
Whoa. Hey, hang on a second. You're male.
Yeah.
Last time I checked.
I am. I wouldn't need 50.
I think you know your own capabilities. 50 a day?
Hey, perhaps this guy is like, maybe he got, you know when they do those tests and they give you drugs and they test them on you? Maybe they went horribly wrong and now he must do it 50 times a day. I don't know. Regardless of his life.
Was he taking little blue pills like all day? Like all day.
Like Neo, he's like, whoa. Regardless, okay. This guy is on Amazon and he says, you know what? I'm going to need 50 condoms tomorrow. He can go on Amazon and he can fucking buy 50 condoms and get them tomorrow.
As long as he uses the things Dez says affiliate link.
We went really far for that one.
Oh boy, did we?
Oh boy.
You can also buy music and electricals and
you can buy actual
stuff. You can
buy
your groceries if you wanted to.
You can, in fact. And you can get Amazon Prime where you can watch thousands of awesome hours of programming. They have the
you
original
can watch Doug.
The
right?
original Doug is on there.
Doug.
They
you
have
can
I
watch
think
Pork Chop and all of them.
Every Comedy Central presents all the way back to 1999 is up there.
Oh, Cecily's.
Oh boy.
So, which names would have gone through this Comedy Central special? You give me some names,
dude. Everyone who was big in that time had a special there. Like, it was at the time where Comedy Central was still more powerful than the internet, and so that was the place you had to go through.
Right. So, you guys have Paramount, right?
Paramount. Yeah, which owns Viacom, which owns Comedy right. Central.
Ah, okay. Because we never had Comedy Central. We do now. But yeah. we used to have the Paramount Channel, which used to do all the comedy.
And that was your comedy gatekeeper?
Yes. Hmm. But now we have our own Comedy Central here.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Indeed.
Channel 4 seems to be a good comedy place, too. Is it?
Depends. Hmm. BBC do a lot of good comedy. Like, they've got the sitcom game down.
Yeah.
They do, like, they also like a good panel show.
Panel show, eh?
I like panel shows.
Hmm. Not a big fan of panel shows.
Oh, if they're done well, I think it depends which panel show it is and depends who's on the panel, you see.
Guests are an important
element to a good comedy panel show.
Speaking of which, we're going to have a guest on Monday on if you're a fan of the wrestling show.
And oh, we need to do some tidying up.
I need to clean up, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we got to clean up the place a little bit. I'm going to...
That's what we're doing on tomorrow.
I'm going to squeegee. I'm going to squeegee the floor for us. I'm going to squeegee the floor.
I'm going to clean, make sure all the grout is clean.
Yeah, I'm going to scrape the walls. I'm going to scrape the walls.
Scrape the walls, yeah.
God, dude. You've broken the rule like more times this
show. I can scrape the walls down, though.
Scrape the walls down.
We need to, air freshen the place.
Light some incense, yeah.
Get some air wick.
Play some Marvin Gaye or whatever it is women listen to for fun. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe in the 70s.
Get questions ready, like how was your day and what would
do you need a drink?
Or what would you have done if you didn't have to do that today?
And then we'll ask the questions, but we won't listen.
Yeah, because, it's just what it
That's what we do. Mm. You need to open the windows too. It's a bit stuffy as well.
Yeah, we're going to open the windows. We're going to take all my dirty magazines and put them somewhere in more...
Somewhere where everyone else will find them, but you just think that no one will find them.
World, no one else look. Let's put them on top of the refrigerator right here.
Right. Have you ever seen movies when, like in those detective stories, they always find them in the most obvious places.
It's like, oh, look, we found his dirty magazines. Where were they? On the bookshelf.
In the cupboard.
in this box
in
marked.
The bread basket.
In this box marked dirty magazines.
Dumbass people.
So, yeah, I'll be getting rid of those and putting my... Jenna Jameson fathead taking that off the wall.
That's, Jesus. Yeah. Is she still a thing, by the way?
No, I think she's done.
Oh, okay.
I think she's out the sex game now.
Yeah, boy. Why do we sound like two old dirty men?
Don't we always sound like old dirty men?
Sometimes less than others.
Oh, boy.
Right. Are we doing news stories? Because I want to end on a little thing that I found, a statement that you might disagree with.
Okay. We're almost out of time, actually. This is a long show.
It doesn't feel like a long show.
Yeah. Let's do a story. We might not get through all of them today.
Because there's some things that Des and I need to discuss, and we need to air our differences.
So, all right. Got a couple news stories. There's, I think we should have, like, a button, mm-hmm. because... My new favorite thing for us is when a news story begins with Turkey.
Oh, you mean the country thing?
I love that. Turkey, colon, and then the rest of the thing. That is so awesome. So this is this story here that you sent me. Headline simply says, Turkey, local newspaper's front page recipe protest. What? A front page recipe protest.
Only in Turkey.
Oh,
I'm possibly China.
The best stuff happens at Turkey.
Yeah. You gotta wonder sometimes with these stories. Like, did they just make just so they can get on the BBC website?
I think so. Like, what are you doing today? I'm two guys sitting at the water cooler. They're like, you think you can get on the BBC website? Like, I don't know.
Ah, oh, ain't shit, man. Ain't shit, man.
Ain't a minor thing, bro.
It's a minor thing.
A local newspaper in Turkey has started filling its front page with recipes as a protest against what is described as limits on press freedom.
Well, it's cultural. It's relevant, I guess.
Sure. I still don't understand what's going on, actually. I have no idea what the story's about. I'm just reading the words. The young...
So basically, they're replacing news stories with recipes. Oh. In other words, it's a cook paper.
That's weird. Okay.
It's a recipe paper instead of a recipe book or a cookbook.
It's a foods paper.
Yeah.
The Young Gazetesi paper, published in the
South... Well pronounced, by the way.
Yeah. Southeastern province of...
Yeah, I knew one would catch you.
No. This says that it is published in the southeastern province of Batman. I'm done.
Is it spelled Batman?
It is spelled... I am done. B-A-T-M-A-N. Batman.
Please, I hope that's not a typo. I want there to be a place in the world called Batman.
What city are you in? Batman.
Batman.
I'm in Batman.
And you got to do it in that voice, too. Yeah, I'm in Batman. Holy Batman.
By far, this is the best story I've ever read in my life. Published in the southeastern province of Batman. Has been subject to almost 40 lawsuits since it was set up. Why are they suing it? Why are they suing the newspaper? Do they hate food that much in Turkey?
It's a place called Turkey, for heaven's sake.
It's not Turkey. You're named after a food. Why do you hate food? They're telling you how to make turkey.
Plus, you live in Batman. You have no right to complain.
Do they also hate comic books in Batman? Do they only Do they only read Marvel comics in Batman? Is it like that backwards?
They only need Superman, to be honest. They think Clark Kent is the man.
Fuck this Bruce Wayne guy, this spoiled rich kid.
Born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Staff has responded by replacing local news headlines with instructions for making Turkish dishes. There's a satirical tone. One recipe for a sorbet snack known as a deputy's finger.
I don't want to know.
And another as a mayor kebab. That one sounds creepier to me.
Yo, man, let's go for one of the mayor kebabs.
You want a mayor kebab? I know a great place right dead there in southeastern Batman. It's real good.
Downtown Batman.
Downtown Batman. I hope, like, it becomes, like, in our lifetime, it becomes a touristy spot, and so rappers are rapping about fucking bitches in Batman.
Straight out of Batman. Jay-Z and Beyonce will holiday there.
In Batman.
There needs to be a companion city just called Robin.
Uh-oh, man. I don't know, man. Go to downtown Robin. Oh, Christ. All right.
Well, sure. There's one in China that I think you'd love. One right. story. I think it's the last one I sent you.
Let's do the China one. I was about to read the other one, so I'm glad you caught me. Okay.
Because it sounds like something we'd say.
Okay, yeah. I was hoping we'd get to this. I like to see things that I might say that are said by other people.
Which is... This is completely what we'd say.
China. I love that shit. China. It reminds me of Rod Serling on The Twilight Zone. China.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read this in my Rob Serling. China. Police force issues movie-style adverts.
Awesome.
That sounds awesome. An advert showing police officers with snowy mountains behind them. Oh, I don't know why I read the description of that picture. They put descriptions of their pictures. It's very confusing.
Hey, they're being sensitive to the visually impaired folks.
I guess. But never have I looked at a news story and gone, what picture is up there? I don't know. I can't enjoy this news story anymore. A police force in China has unveiled new adverts and seems to have taken inspiration from the action movie genre.
Oh, that's, for heaven's sake.
That's my Rod Serling voice. Well, so you have Bruce Campbell in your advertisements?
No.
Oh. Well, then
we have Samuel L. Jackson in our advertisements sometimes.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
I'm tired of these motherfucking left twicks messing with my motherfucking right twicks.
I'm done.
I broke fries. We broke each other on this show. I would call this the culture of my pop where we break each other. That would be misconstrued.
Yeah. which is the best part, really.
The posters for the Force in Fuyuan County.
Easy. North,
I love how I read Fuyuan, but I couldn't get county. The posters in Fuyuan County, Northwest Minjiang Province, show officers holding guns.
I had that last night, Minjiang.
Minjiang, it was pretty good with that soy sauce and the sesame. Show officers holding guns in front of what appear to be artificial backgrounds.
For heaven's sake!
Wherever there's a danger, so
it's not
we
like
are
they have
there.
Traffic outside or anything.
Wherever it is, we are there. This is the Chinese text above an image of five armed officers at a snow-covered mountain range. What?
Are they gone? Wherever it is, we are there.
We're always here. We are always. The police.
You know, we can see from many different angles.
Yeah, we have sticks.
We also have the right to use them.
Yes. Despite the somewhat creative designs and accompanying note on an official police Weibo social network page says...
I'm sorry, what?
I guess that's their Twitter or their big social network.
Oh, yeah,
over there.
China with their great human rights record and free speech.
Yeah, they have a very restrictive internet policy there, too. So their thing is called Weibo, I think, is how it's pronounced.
Is that like a combination? Is that Bebo? Is that their version of Bebo?
I've never
used, by the way.
I wish it was. This isn't Bebo, for show. Bebo. This is staged. This is the real scene from their training. No, it is not. That's not true.
I didn't want the WWE. They have their own Monday night episodic TV show. They script crime and storylines. They go around scripting their own crime, and they have a creative team.
All right, so you're gonna rob a bank, okay? And
I want you to say this in this way, and make sure you get the word sucker and suffertash in there.
and that will
make you look like a badass.
Yeah, and make sure you get across that on Sunday you'll be robbing this bigger bank in Beijing.
And what you'll be doing is you will be going to Beijing. You will be making it rain up in that bank, bitch.
Oh God. Mm. Yeah, we've gotten way too Monday on this show.
But in that context, it worked. It had to be done. It's not staged. It's real.
It's not staged. It's still real to them, damn it. That claim is roundly mocked by social media users, the one that says that this is real. The users overwhelmingly of the opinion that adverts were staged.
Well, why not?
I guess so. This isn't for show. Are you insulting my intelligence? Asked another. But there is one section of the audience which seems to appreciate the adverts.
Oh, they're the IPC.
Heroes and hot men. Like, says one woman.
See?
That is not...
It's basically...
This is what it says one woman, posting a kissing emoticon afterwards. That is the definition of people you don't want agreeing with you.
Yeah.
If somebody like that says that...
Look, they're meant to be the police force, for heaven's sake.
Not handsome men. If somebody says that, I'm immediately changing sides. Like, I almost considered... This is going to be the last story, and then we're going to wrap it up. I almost considered going anti-marijuana... Or going... wait.
Hello?
Yeah. I almost considered... I am pro-marijuana legalization. But I almost considered not...
Switching sides?
Supporting it. Because Nancy Grace on Tuesday, I think it was... Was arguing with the rapper 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz!
And 2 Chainz was talking about how marijuana legalization would be better because it would cut down on criminals. And
she got owned by 2 Chainz, didn't she?
Dude, 2 Chainz. The rapper 2 Chainz was more...
Not the spicier samosa in the tiffin box.
No, exactly. And he sounded so much more prepared and articulated than Nancy Grace.
She got owned by 2 Chainz.
Why is she still doing this?
Like, not anyone like Ludacris or Jay-Z or Nas even. Common Lupe. No. The great lyricist known as 2 Chainz.
Yeah, exactly.
That social commentator.
Here's my thing. If 2 Chainz, if Nancy Grace is arguing something and you happen to be on the same side as Nancy Grace, it's time to change sides, man. Like that. That's the way I think people are going to get marijuana legalized. They're going to go to their congressman, and they're going to be like, "Now, congressman, I think you should legalize pot."
I thought you were going to say marry.
No, I think you should marry pot. That's the next generation's.
That's the next generation of.
And the congressman's going to say, no, pot is bad and it's illegal. And then you're going to say,
but Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace thinks that too. And they're going to be like, fuck. All right, let's do this.
I can't be agreeing with her. She got owned by 2 Chainz.
Yeah, she got owned by 2 Chainz. Dude, you want to get owned by 2 Chainz?
Rappers don't get owned by 2 Chainz.
Dude. 2 Chainz belongings don't get owned by 2 Chainz.
His 2 Chainz don't get owned by him. They're rented.
I'm sure they are.
Right, Des.
Yeah.
I have a statement for you.
Right.
Let me ask you a question first before I say what I think.
Let's do it.
What do you think would happen to who do you think are most important to the world, birds or fish?
That's a very weird question right now.
Considering.
I think they're both equally important.
Right, but I think birds are more important. Just think about it, right? Without birds, especially the rooster or the cockerel, depending on what you want to call it, if he didn't crow in the morning, right,
yeah,
farmers wouldn't wake up.
Yes.
You agree with this, right? Their sole purpose in life is for farmers to wake up. Now, if farmers don't wake up, our ecosystem will go, you know, the food chain will fail, the ecosystem will go down the toilet.
That's true.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, life as we know it would be changed forever.
The sole purpose of the cockerel, and this is why they do it, they know. They don't just crow when they feel like it. They crow specifically to wake up the farmer.
It's like, all right, I got to wake this guy up. I need to keep the ecosystem going.
Yeah, but, you know, people say, no, I've you know, you are, we had this discussion off end. You were arguing that crows have discipline. They don't just crow when they feel like it.
We were having this conversation?
Yes.
When?
A while back.
What the hell? Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying, they look, their sole purpose is to just crow for the farmers. That's their sole purpose in life.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the crow.
Okay.
Well, not the crow, the rooster. Come on.
I see your point. I see your point. I don't exactly agree with it. I think, especially now, if you had an iPhone, you don't need a rooster.
No, come on. If you don't have but sometimes you can ignore your iPhone. You can't ignore the rooster.
The rooster. That's true. The rooster is persistent.
Yeah, that man will keep going. His sole purpose is to wake you up.
He's like, hey, I'm going to keep going until you wake up and feed me so that I know you are awake.
Indeed. So, therefore, the bird is more important than the fish.
Okay. Yeah, if fish doesn't wake you up from in the morning.
However, in saying that, if the fish die, then the marine life will also perish. But I still say the bird is more important.
Yeah, that's true. Our water sources will be contaminated. In fact, we would die off. Actually, you know what? I think the fish are more important.
Oh, come on.
If the fish died, our water sources would dry up. We would have no water.
You can make water. That's fine. We know H2O.
You can't make water. What the hell are you talking about?
Look, with science these days, you can make water. I'm telling you.
With science these days.
Yeah. I sound like one of them old dudes, huh? These scientists these days, they can make anything. I'm telling you, you need the bird. It's the cockerel.
You can't make water. You can at least make fake food. They have the food, the military. It's disgusting. But it keeps people alive.
Hey, I'm sure you could. Look, in this day and age, they can make anything. They can make water. I'm telling you. Just have a, yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out.
It's the cockerel, man. The cockerel is the sole reason we are alive today.
Can people make water? That's the new argument. Can people make water? Let us know at Des Delgadillo. If you're a scientist and you'd like to come on the show, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, bring some intelligence to this godforsaken podcast.
We would love to talk about water with you for 45 minutes if that's...
Also, here's another question for you. Do you think you could knock yourself out by punching yourself in the face?
Yes, you can.
No, I don't think you can. It's impossible.
No. This is proven.
It's the element of surprise.
That's not what it is, dude. It's the force of your whatever fist jolting your brain.
No. It's the element of surprise. If you don't surprise it, if you know it's coming, you're not going to be knocked out.
I think you're confusing getting punched in the face with tickling.
No, I'm not.
All right.
All right. Come on, then. Do it.
No.
Come on. See? That's how I know I'm right.
I don't want to knock myself out.
Knock yourself out by hitting yourself in the face.
It's not going to be surprise. It's just going to be that I jolted my brain with my fist.
You can't knock yourself out. I'm telling you, you can't. It's the element of surprise.
I'm going to really have to be heavy with the don't try this at home tag on the website. Yeah. Don't try and prove it right.
No, prove it and video it and send it to me.
You're going to get so many videos. Okay, here's my award to you. If you take a picture of yourself punching yourself in the face as hard as you can.
We will.
I'll send you a DVD.
Yeah.
It might be a used DVD, but I'll send you one.
It might be scratched also.
I'll try and make sure it's, like, well taken care of, but...
It might be scratched.
It might be scratched.
And if you're listening to this, it might also be a wrestling DVD, so...
So, yes, do that. I'll send you K9 with the... I'd actually like that one.
No, send me that.
Yeah, that's good, man.
I'm telling you, you can't knock yourself out, Des. It's impossible.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's true. Mm-hmm.
Is that your...
See, that's the problem. I believe it.
One day you're just going to do it. You're like, ah! That's my goal at WrestleMania. I'm going to talk you into punching yourself in the face.
What? If I get... Yeah, if we can get some stuff for West Coast Whiskey, I'll do it.
Let's see if this takes off. Next week, you have like $5,000 already. Yeah. You're like, oh, no, I'm moving to San Jose. I'm not just flying out there. They've given me enough money.
No, honestly, if we do get it started and we get things going, if they do it, I will test it.
All right. You heard the man. I might. That's the number one perk on the GoFundMe right now.
What? Me punting myself in the face.
And you can watch.
We'll stream it live on the website.
Next week, I want to have a guest on. Hopefully we do, but also don't
just so we can argue with them about these kind of things.
Yeah. Also, don't forget to remind me. I just watched it, but we don't have time. I want to talk about the TV show Black Mirror.
Ooh. Okay. That sounds good. I need to watch it then.
It. It's so good.
Okay. And
we'll talk about it next week. I love that show. On Twitter at Des Delgadillo.
Who might be changing his name, by the way? Hang on. Before we go, let's talk about this.
Okay.
Because it's important, I think.
You think so?
Yes.
All right.
Your name. And I've been typing your name on my old... Look, I don't have an iPhone or anything, do I?
Right. You have a shitty Nokia phone.
Yes. Which means I have to type your name on the daily basis. Yes. Especially at 3 a.m. when you're DMing me about something.
That's right.
If I can do it in a sleepy way, in a sleepy, wispy way, then anybody can do it. Telling you, you don't need to change your name. Hard is it? D-E-L-G-A-D-I-L-L-O.
But you know how to do it, though. Like, you've learned how to do it. My who I'm thinking of in this case is somebody who has seen me for the first time there, and they're like, I don't know who this kid is. I don't know how to spell his name. I have like 5 seconds to talk to them because I gotta go and I gotta get to where I need to be. They go, hey, how can I keep in touch with you?
I will send you a voice recording. You hit the button and it will spell it for them. There, problem solved.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. You might see a change in the next couple of weeks. It doesn't seem like that many people are interested right now, so it might stay the same for now.
Catering to the drunken people.
But if it changes, I will let you know. But for now,
he will be the first to let you know.
I might not, actually. It might be Faraz. At The Wisp, by the way. Keep in touch with Faraz on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm doing many things right now. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, man, he's doing stuff. He's got a podcast. Plug your podcast.
It's called the Noisy Whispers Podcast. I didn't come up with a name. But it's just basically me interviewing, the last one that's up now is someone interviewing me.
Oh, I got to listen to that one.
Yeah. Des is also, Des makes an appearance on there.
I guess.
Beginning.
Oh, good. Oh, you already used it this week?
Yes.
Oh, hey now.
Yeah.
Cool.
So things are happening. I'm thinking of, if you're interested, I'm also thinking of doing a roundtable on the state of urban music or music in general. So that will be coming soon. Many things. I've got a few things planned.
A lot of things on your table for us. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Make sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Leave a review and use the Amazon link.
Yeah, I can't guarantee it'll be funny every week like this.
Oh, my God. I don't know what happened. Why was this podcast so good? I know why.
Yeah, I know why, too. We'll talk about that off air.
All right. Well, have a good weekend. And if you don't, Fraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.